ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Kaiser, hosting the War Room this evening. Owen Schwer will be back in studio on Monday, and we beyond the regular schedule of this broadcast because Donald Trump is slated to speak in exactly 60 minutes from now at a rally. We're going to be covering that. And in the meantime, we want to take your calls and go through more news and more clips. So please call in 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-2539. I want to hear what you think about the RFK Jr. announcement today, other breaking news, DNC, whatever. It's always open lines, but obviously the topic of the day is the most interesting to discuss. So please call in 877-789-2539. In the meantime, we got to get back to the speed run that I was going to do of leftist morons. Let's go to clip 10 of Pete talking about togetherness after he's been celebrated for the last several weeks for his amazing rhetoric and suave and finesse.
Just be clear, I didn't call her to decide whether to support her. I called her so she knew that I was supporting her. She talked about how we all needed to do this together and how it was something that had happened very quickly, but was going to mean that we would have no time to lose to make sure that there was victory in November. And one of the things I thought was amazing about that afternoon and that evening is let's face it, the Democrats are not exactly known for quickly and easily aligning around anything or anyone. We tend to get to consensus the hard way after a lot of push and pull and tug of war. So the fact that the party coalesced so quickly around her, I think, reflects so well on her leadership, as well as I think reflecting the sense of seriousness of purpose that Democrats have right now.
So that's your transportation secretary. And this is news breaking from today. Clip number three here. Two trains have collided unexpectedly. After he's going around doing interviews like that, doing nothing for transportation. All the roads are terrible. All the planes are falling apart. Emergency landing after emergency landing. Planes falling out of the skies, literally. Boeing in shambles. Lawsuits, investigations, all of this. CrowdStrike bringing down Microsoft, so flights are canceled. Southwest during Christmas, was it last year or 2 years ago, had that terrible fiasco. Everything that could go wrong has gone wrong, and there's derailment after derailment after derailment from East Palestine all the way up to today in Boulder, Colorado. Two trains head-on collision. This wasn't just a derailment, folks. This wasn't just a bad rail. This was mismanagement. If two trains hit each other in a head-on collision, somebody made a mistake. It's not just wear and tear on infrastructure that, you know, happened faster than was anticipated before maintenance could be done. Somebody made the wrong decision, or several people made the wrong decision, that led to two trains heading full speed toward one another on a train track, all while Buttigieg is walking around talking about how important it is for us to be together. Now, we have Gavin Newsom, who's admitted in clip number eight here that it was a coup that unseated Joe Biden. This is very interesting.
Tangible. It's different.
How are you feeling about the switch?
I mean, the switch. Now, we went through a very open process and a very inclusive process. It was bottom up. I don't know if you know that. Yes, that's what I've been told to say.
Yes, it was a blitz primary, I believe is what they called it.
It's a very, very fast blitz. Yes. I think it was a blink primary, so we call that.
Oh, a 30-minute convention? Yeah. You know, between a tweet and...
Yeah, so he's making fun of the fact that it was a coup. He's probably harboring some bitterness because he didn't have an opportunity to seal the election himself. But while he admits that there was a coup and an unseating, then in clip number 27, you'll see that he's got a much different attitude. What's going on here?
Yeah, but right now, you feel the fresh air of progress. You just do. You can't deny that. And there's a stale air of normalcy, a stale air of the past represented in Donald Trump. And I mean this. I mean this sincerely. I know this tough audience that's going to take it from me. He's derivative of himself. He's less interesting. I'm less interested. He's not as entertaining. He seems way off his game. For some time now, ever since that his convention speech, something just seems off.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, we got a fresh air of progress going on here. Something's off with Donald Trump, but everything's okay, even though I admitted in another interview that it was a coup, even though our Secretary of Transportation is walking around doing interviews all over the place for no reason, while trains are flying off the rails and planes are falling out of the sky. We have two Maoists running for president of the United States. They're trying to act like a Kennedy doesn't exist. More on your side.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Where critical thinking meets the pursuit of truth, it's The War Room with your host, Chase Geiser.
Welcome back to The War Room, folks. While Adam Kinzinger is saying that Trump is weak and he just fakes being strong, while Don Lemon and others are lying about a surprise guest at the DNC, and while he's criticized for all the things that the Democrats are actually guilty of, cowardice, weakness, they totally disregard the fact that there was an assassination attempt on his life in July, but they emphasize the lie that people wanted to kill Mike Pence on January 6th. How do you bring up that stretch of a claim without bringing up the fact that somebody shot Donald Trump in the face on July 13th? You realize at the DNC this week, they were griping about how January 6th protesters wanted to kill Mike Pence. First of all, it's not true. Second of all, that was like 3 years ago. Last month, somebody literally shot Donald Trump in the face. And we saw yesterday this report. This is clip number 34. I'm not going to play the entire clip, but I want you to see kind of the brunt of it. In clip number 34, this is Trump was in a kind of a spontaneous interview, I guess, with News Nation. It was an exclusive interview with News Nation. And he abruptly ends the interview because he says that it's not safe for us here anymore. It's not safe for me to be here. It's not safe for you to be here, he says to the interviewer. And he speeds away after he seems to have gotten a visual cue. This is clip number 34.
Obviously, an assassin tried to kill you.
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
We're in danger standing here talking, so let's not talk any longer. No, I know about it, but they don't want me standing here. They don't want you standing here either. Have a good time. Thank you very much.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable right there. And this is Trump responding today to reports that there is a manhunt currently underway for someone who wants to kill President Trump. This is clip number 32. Where Trump responds, he didn't even know. They don't even tell him how at risk he is. I'm still worried about him. They're going to try again, folks, especially now that RFK Jr. has basically given him the election. Clip number 32, please.
There was a manhunt going on in this county. Somebody made death threats to you. Did you hear about that before coming?
No.
And what are your thoughts coming down here? Some people told me it's dangerous for you to be here.
I've heard it's dangerous, but I also have a job to do. I heard it's very dangerous. I haven't heard about that. They probably want to keep it from me. Thank you for telling me. Let's get out of here right now. No, thank you very much for saying, but no. And I have great respect for Secret Service, the job they do, including a month and a half ago when they were jumping on top of me with bullets flying right at them. So mistakes were made, and they're going to learn from the mistakes. But I have great respect. But no, I haven't heard that. But I'm not that surprised. And the reason is because I want to do things that are very bad for the bad guys. So
now, while they somehow managed to accuse the right of being the party of violence, the party of bigotry, racism, white supremacy, and domestic terrorism, we've seen time and time again, proof after proof, example after example, evidence after evidence, that the leftists are the ones that burn cities and destroy buildings. I mean, even at the DNC this year, there was destruction, burning of flags, massive amounts of arrests. They had to bring in police from cities outside of Chicago because the Chicago Police Department wasn't enough to handle the onslaught of protesters. None of those protesters were right-wing protesters. These were all left-wing college kids, college teachers, high school students, dressed up in masks or scarves, burning American flags, saying things like death to America. And in the name of preventing a genocide, using very, very escalatory language, right? And I'm not somebody who likes to just, I don't like to gripe at people about their rhetoric. I don't like to accuse people of being culpable for the threats or actions of others because of something someone said. So if you say something about me, that's negative, whether it's true or not, and then someone else, as a result of hearing you say that, threatens my life, I don't hold you responsible. That person threatening my life is responsible for their own thoughts, critical thinking, and actions. That was the inappropriate thing. Your freedom of speech is sacred. That person threatening my life, they obviously have a bigger problem than you, even if you're wrong or just making stuff up. This whole idea that there's a thing as harmful rhetoric or incitement of violence, keep in mind, incitement of violence means like telling someone or asking someone to commit a specific act of violence. So if I go back to the crew and I go up to Rob Aguirre and I say, hey, man, I'm really upset at this person I went to college with because I found out that they stole the Bitcoin that I thought I lost off of my laptop. Can you just like beat the hell out of them for me? That's incitement of violence, right? But if I say the globalists are taking over and we have to do everything we can to stop them, that's not incitement of violence. First of all, it's true, which is irrelevant to incitement or not, right? But second of all, I'm not saying just kill these people because they're misguided or corrupt or evil. I'm saying that we have to figure out how we can render them completely politically neutered. While they sterilize our children in schools, we should sterilize their political ambitions so they don't occupy any office in any of our institutions, whether it's our churches, whether it's our schools, whether it's Congress, state level, federal level, whatever. And then they push back against accusations that Kamala Harris is a Marxist or that Tim Walz is a Marxist. And when they don't push back, they suggest that the policies that they're advocating, which are clearly Marxist, even Maoist, they act like the policies are totally fine, harmless. Things like price capping groceries, which would ensure that these companies that make the groceries and ship the groceries and sell the groceries couldn't make money selling them at that price because the cost to make it would be more than the price that would be legal to sell it for. So they would stop making those products that would lead to massive shortages, otherwise known as starvation, otherwise known as the Great Leap Forward, otherwise known as Chairman Mao. I mean, even CNBC host pushes back on Senator Warren in clip number 35 for defending Kamala Harris's food price control policy. Let's watch this.
For 40 years, companies didn't know how to price gouge until 3.5 years ago when President Biden was elected. Where was the price gouging? We had 40-year highs in inflation. Where was the price? They just learned how to do this 3.5 years ago?
No, the difference is prices were not going up. And as I said,
yes, that's
prices
his point.
Started going up for a whole host of reasons. Prices went up because of the pandemic. Prices went up because of supply chain kinks. Prices went up because of the war in Ukraine.
Oh, so she's saying prices it's not were going gouging. Up. She's totally inconsistent in everything that she says and thinks. She's a wicked witch. I mean, real dumb. I can't believe she taught at Harvard for like 15 years or 13 years or something. She was a professor at Harvard. What did she teach? Did she teach economics or law? I can't remember. But this woman is so abundantly stupid, it's proof in and of itself that our institutions are now useless. If a woman like that can teach at Harvard University for 13 years, one of the most prestigious institutions in the history of education altogether, based on some of the people that have graduated from that school, then it's done. It's gone. It's obviously done. It's obviously gone. And Morning Joe is desperately trying to claim that Harris and Walz aren't communists. It seems like this communist accusation is catching up with them. It seems like it actually holds water. First, we just beat the hell out of Walz with the stolen valor. And they tried to defend him by saying that he wore a uniform for 24 years. They try to walk it back, but I think they're going to leave that one alone because they know that's a losing battle. And now it's come out because Chad called in to the Sunday Night Live show on InfoWars and told me for 23 minutes about his experience with Tim Walz in China in 1995. The clip went semi-viral. Now we've got leaders in the Senate opening up investigations to look into Walz's ties with the CCP. And the guy is actually explicitly a Maoist. He was collecting little red books. They've taken the slogans from Chairman Mao about joy, and they've just installed it into their campaign. But this is clip number 46 here of Morning Joe desperately trying to make Harris and Walls seem like they aren't communists. The leftists who are in their own bubbles and probably hadn't even seen these accusations because they're only given the information that, you know, reaffirms their distorted worldview, are probably now thinking, why is he even questioning whether or not Walls and Harris are communists? So now that he's even brought it up, it's actually caused a Streisand effect. Maybe people will become even more aware that these people are Maoists with Maoist policies like price fixing on food, specifically Krasenstein, that will lead to the death of millions upon millions of people. 46, please.
Is that often what's branded as far left and progressive is right in the middle of where so many Americans are. Like, for instance, Tim Walz is being attacked as a communist, as a socialist. Why? Because he wanted hungry kids in Minnesota to have breakfast and lunch at school. Kamala Harris being called a communist, a socialist, a communist, because she wants to make it easier for younger Americans to get that first house, which they cannot get now. Mm-hmm. They are shut out of the American dream that we grew up with. And so Kamala Harris is saying, let's see what we can all do together so younger Americans can get that first home. That ain't socialism. That is pragmatic politics that a lot of Americans support.
You know, Joe, you're absolutely right. Sometimes these labels get in the way of the underlying values that we all share. And sometimes, you know, we find ourselves, defending ideology as if it's just pure when we're all complicated. One minute I may sound like I'm on the far left. The next minute I may sound like T.S. Eliot, depending on what we're talking about. Right. So it's really an indication of how complex everyday ordinary people are, right, and how these labels try to box us in.
So while they're bickering and whining themselves about accusations that Walls and Kamala are communists, despite the fact that there's actually real evidence, witnesses, reports, stories from reliable sources who were actually in China with Tim Walz in 1995, sang karaoke with Tim Walz, saw him buy little red books that he was collecting, saw him at Tiananmen Square celebrating the location, saw him interfere when other students tried to stop the People's Liberation Army from beating a cripple who was begging for money. It's all there. And you can look at all of his policies and see it. The hotline that he had in his state, where you could rat out your neighbors for violating COVID restrictions. The paintball gun or the rubber bullets that were used on people standing on their own porches because they were standing outside. That's straight up Maoist level stuff, folks. And they think that this woman is going to win? Clip number 14, Kamala Harris saying that Trump tried to throw the vote. That's what they do. They gaslight you. They accuse you of what they're doing. She literally had zero Democrats vote for her to be the candidate and conspired with Nancy Pelosi to manifest a coup against Joe Biden so she could be the president of the United States without a single vote. And she's saying that Trump tried to throw the vote. Now she is making election integrity claims about the 2020 election. Clip number 14 here.
Donald Trump tried to throw away your votes. When he failed, he sent an armed mob to the United States Capitol, where they assaulted law enforcement officers. When politicians in his own party begged him to call off the mob and send help, he did the opposite. He fanned the flames. And now, for an entirely different set of crimes, he was found guilty of fraud by a jury of everyday Americans. And separately found liable for committing sexual abuse. And consider what he intends to do if we give him power again. Consider his explicit intent to set free violent extremists who assaulted those law enforcement officers at the Capitol. His explicit intent.
You bailed out rioters who were storming police precincts and setting them on fire.
His explicit intent to deploy our active duty military.
See, she doesn't like average law enforcement. She likes Gestapo. So when you protest against the Gestapo, who represent and protect her and her class, then you are a terrorist. But when you protest against regular law enforcement who are just trying to do the best they can, underpaid for a very difficult job, then that's okay. They want a very specific type of disorder, a very specific type of lawlessness. Unbelievable. But you know what? Some people really thought that this was impressive. Like Rachel Maddow in clip number 25 is, I don't even know if she knew that she was doing this. She was likening the Kamala Harris speech to the assassination of JFK. Famously, people say that they remember where they were the moment they learned John F. Kennedy was assassinated. That's like a famous American thing. Everybody in America understands that that's like it goes back to him. People didn't really use that expression until the assassination happened. And now it's been like a thing. It was a major milestone turning point in American history. And Maddow is coming out and saying this about Kamala Harris's speech, 25.
All right, you will remember where you were when you heard this speech tonight from the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, really introducing herself to the nation, speaking as much to Republicans and independents as she was to the Democrats who were nominating her tonight, asking Americans to remember how great their country is and to fight for its values. You're going to remember where you were on this night. This is an inflection point in history. Our coverage continues after this. Stay with us here on MSNBC.
Unbelievable. I cannot believe that she is still on the air. I can't believe that people watch her. I've been trying to figure out, maybe the crew can figure this out. Who does she look like? I can't quite place it. It's because she's such a no one person that she doesn't look like anyone, but she simultaneously looks like everyone at the same time. But it's just irksome to even witness her face with what's clearly a smile in the shape of a frown. Like, she frowns, but it's like a smile. She makes her point. Like, how do you do that? How do you successfully smile with a frown? Another example among the litany of examples of how this is satanic inversion of reality, where they take everything that's good and they just turn it upside down. But the fact of the matter is, Cernovich is absolutely right in clip number 5. This election is more important than any election in the history of America, in my opinion. And what we will see if Kamala Harris successfully wins or steals this election is suffering that hasn't been seen in the United States of America in 100 years, since the crash of 29. And if you actually listen to stories and study what happened after that stock market crash, it's devastating the number of people who starved. And it was at a time when people were much tougher. One of the first things that happened in the first few months of the Great Depression was all the wild game in the woods all over America disappeared. So everybody back then could hunt, especially in rural communities. And since they couldn't buy food, everybody was going in the woods to hunt, try to be resourceful. And the game went away. So if you're thinking, oh, well, I can hunt, I'll survive. Man, if everybody's trying to do it too, and we're way more populated now than we were back then, and it's going to be way worse than it was because they had food lines, but this time we're going to have prison camps where Trump supporters and patriots and their children are taken to be re-educated. But don't worry, they'll have a warm bed and 3 bowls of gruel a day and a serving of Ozempic. Clip number 5 here, Cerno on how bad things will be if Kamala wins.
I underestimated how bad the Biden regime would be. I knew it would be not great, but I thought that would open some people's eyes and say, okay, you wanted a dose of reality, you got it. But with this election, without any kind of hyperbole, if Harris Waltz wins, finality, there's never any finality because time moves on, humanity marches on, but we're going to be in a condition in this country that people can't imagine. Probably famines, right? Probably famine.
Exactly.
Probably starvation, homelessness, real homelessness, not the druggies who want to do drugs in tent cities, but actual working families are going to be homeless. And if people don't see that as enough reason to get out there and vote Trump and to have some confidence. So, for example, the Republican thing, and I think this, again, goes back to Christianity, the weaponization of Christian virtue and a misunderstanding of Christian virtue. I'm not a sheepish Republican, right? or well, I'm not even Republican, but I vote for Trump and I vote for a Republican because that's what you have to do, or otherwise it's all over. But if you tell me, oh, I'm voting for Harris, I just say, why do you want to kill babies so much? Why are you okay with destroying the country to kill babies, right? That's just what I say. I don't care. Get mad, you know, get mad, get offended. Like, it really, you really need to kill a full term? Because everybody knows you're going to have first trimester abortions. I know you don't agree with that. Walsh says a lot of conservatives don't, and I respect that point of view. But that's just the reality. There's going to be first trimester abortions. Everybody knows it. You can be mad and think that shouldn't happen. But that's the reality. That's what it is in Europe. That's what it's going to be in the United States. Okay. So what's your problem with that, pro-choice? If you're pro-choice, what's the problem with that? You're going to get your first term abortions. Okay. That's the way the country is right now. The sectorization. That's where you are. You won. Congratulations. But why do you need to cut a baby open at 8 months? Right. And that's what people need to start telling people. Is just say, look, I get it. Maybe I wouldn't support first trimester abortions, but that's the reality. You're going to be able to get them. Why do you want to kill an 8-month-old baby? Make them defend themselves. But there's not enough of that kind of fighting spirit within conservatives. And again, I think it's due to the Christian. I think it is. All this traces back to the whole Protestant. Oh, where Jesus is your buddy. Jesus is my friend. Jesus loves everybody. Let's just be a nice guy like Jesus. Yay, yay, yay. Oh, I don't want to offend anybody. I'm like Ned Flanders sort of faux Christianity that we see, of course, in Mike Johnson. And that trickles down from the pulpit to the people where you just say, look, you're not being unchristian if you ask somebody, why do you want to kill an 8-month-old baby, right? Because you can have your first trimester. You can have it. Quit saying to hate Handmaid's Tale. That's just all stupid. It's a lie. You're going to get your precious little first-term abortions. Congratulations. You won. Okay. Why do you need to slice open an 8-month-old baby? And then they'll go, oh, I don't support that. Yeah, you do. You do. Because that's the Walt's position.
Don't worry, folks. We will get to your calls.
Up until breach, they can go in there with a scalpel and slice open a baby's brain. That's what you're voting for. And we need to, in a legal and lawful and civil way, just with friends and family, say, why do you want to do that? Make them defend themselves instead of us trying to defend ourselves from their lies all the time.
Well, he's absolutely right. And I do think it will literally lead to starvation. So if Krasenstein wants to know how it's like Marxism or Maoism, well, there you have it. These policies lead to starvation just like they did during the Great Leap Forward. Or Scarborough wants to come out and criticize those who allege that Tim Walz is a communist or Kamala Harris is a communist. Her father was literally written up in newspapers as a Marxist. The headline said, Marxist thinks this. Marxist professor does this. We've shown the clips. Bound did a great report proving it. Like, all the evidence is there. What among their policies aren't Marxist? And it's just gotten to a point where, I mean, look, leftists research how to manipulate conservatives into eating less red meat. Why? Why? All while they're pumping Ozempic into everyone and trying to force them to eat processed food, and they're cracking down on our organic things like raw milk, which they say you can get sick from. And they're doing fake curfews over fake diseases that one person might have in the community. I mean, it's very obvious that they're encircling freedom and closing in, folks. Your call's on the other side, I promise. Thank you so much.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Cracking the code of the elite's plans, it's the War Room.
All right, folks, it's the War Room. I promise we're going to get to your calls. I just have one clip to show you before we get to your calls. We showed that Cernovich clip, which was brilliant. It's incredibly insightful. His Twitter is amazing. It's nuanced. It's sophisticated. The replies are not full of morons because he limits who can reply to his tweets based on verified accounts only. And I would be remiss to show a Cernovich clip on InfoWars without showing you one of my all-time favorite clips of Alex Jones when Cernovich was a guest. So I hope Cernovich doesn't take it the wrong way. I'm not trying to give him a hard time. I just think this is one of the funniest things ever. Let's go ahead and run it, please.
Democrat-run cities are sinking into the mud. And here is Rahm Emanuel demonizing the president trying to save the economy.
Right, because he has no answers. He has no answer for the violence. He has no leadership. While there, how many people are shot every weekend in Chicago? 30 to 50 people some weekends are shot. Record numbers of murders in Chicago. And rather than deal with those real problems, he virtue signals, which is all. This is why Hillary lost. This is why the Democrats keep losing.
By the way, do we not have that clip? Because there's a press conference.
Okay, well, I love you, sir. No, you're brilliant, man. You just thought he was finishing a sentence and not calling a clip. Such a good moment. All right, let's go straight to calls, like I promised. Thank you guys for holding for so long. I normally don't keep you guys on hold for 30 minutes like I just did. My schedule is out of whack because Owen did a great segment at the beginning of the show, and then we did a bunch of RFK clips that Alex wanted us to show. great moments from the speech. So I'm like behind on the reporting. So that's why you guys have been on hold so much. I promise I won't ignore you again like that. Let's go to Cliff in Georgia. Cliff in Georgia, what's on your mind this evening?
Hey, Chase, how's it going? One of the things I wanted to point out is the picture you showed of RFK and JFK together earlier on in the show.
Yeah.
And I think he's about 8 years old probably when his father and uncle were killed, around that 8, 9, 10 years old, something like that.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff has never left him. And, I mean, my father was shot and killed under mysterious circumstances.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
And after, I was 8 years old. I'm in my 60s now. But the point of
so you're over it.
Yeah. Well, no, not over it. But
I'm just teasing you, man. I know it's terrible.
Yeah. So here's the point I'm trying to make is that a narrative was formed, it was accepted, it's put in the books, it's put away, and people just go on with their lives, right?
Yeah.
But for a little kid, especially at that age, there's always something. At least for me, always something. Something didn't seem right. Something was not right. If you can imagine putting that kind of mentality into RFK, who's inundated with the murder of his father and his uncle repeatedly for the last, 60 years?
Yeah. And he's very explicit about who he thinks was responsible.
Exactly. And given the opportunity, do you not think that he's been patient this whole time, waiting for the right person to come into the right time, and the people that did it, the actual people that did it, are long since dead. But the institutions that are responsible still exist, and they're still doing it today. And he witnessed it again with what happened to Trump. They pulled the trigger. Now I don't need to hear anything else that they have to say.
Yes.
Anything that the left says now is it doesn't even matter.
It's the only reason anyone should need to vote for him.
Exactly. It's when they pulled that trigger, that was it for me. You're done. Now, if you are on that side, I really don't have anything to say to you anymore. The lines are drawn. Now, I will say this. I'll kind of close with this. Alex, in Alex's book, The Great Reset, he first couple of pages, even if you don't buy the book, go to like Amazon or read the first couple of pages. I recommend you read the whole book.
Yeah.
But the first couple of pages, he goes and he talks about the book of Samuel. I recommend you read that. Even just read the first few pages, or even go to the Bible and read the book of Samuel. But it'll tell you what happens in there when God tells you, okay, you want somebody to rule you? Here's what's going to happen. He tells you. He puts it in there in black and white, very clear, very understanding. And if you're a light, you got to remember this in John 1:5. The light shines in the darkness. The darkness cannot comprehend it. They cannot come. The light's there. If you can't comprehend it, you're given. You better get on your knees and start praying now, because you've been given. You've been turned over.
Absolutely.
The light is shining in the darkness. Recognize it. Thanks, Chase.
Wise words, man. Great caller. Thank you so much for that call. Feel free to call in any time. I really do appreciate that. Let's go to Bart in Georgia. Bart, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Due to the Trump endorsement by JFK Jr., and Alex was talking about this earlier, I believe he's going to get an extra 3-5% of the vote, which is going to help make up for a lot of the theft. But you know what really irks me? Is how many babies did they murder in those RVs out front here?
There were reports demonic. One day it was at least 25.
And that doesn't include the abortion pills, does it?
No, it is. I think they were only giving out the pills. So people were going in, and they were getting the pills and then leaving.
I'm surprised they're not cutting babies out of the mother's womb right on the spot.
Yeah, I know. Maybe they were. I didn't. Here's the thing. With things like that, I love to know that it's going on, but I hate to look into it. It becomes like the abyss when you realize the depths of their depravity and their evil. I'm sure that if it was legal or convenient, they would have been happy to just rip the fetus out of any woman at any point in time in the term of the pregnancy.
Yeah, it's a shame, but I just want to tell everybody, please go to watch the Alex Jones Show and your show and all the podcasts on Rumble for Bart Fine, Rumble and BitChute. Thank you.
Thank you. William in Arkansas. William, what's on your mind? Can we go to William in Arkansas? William, I have you now. What's up? Go ahead.
I'm glad to see the endorsement by Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
There's certainly a different look in his eye post-assassination attempt, just as there is in Trump's eyes.
I speculate that was the moment he made the decision that he was going to do what he did today.
I'm sure it lit up a bad memory. I sure hope he gets a serious post. There's nobody better to give the, you know, something in the Department of Justice, Attorney General, that post to, head of the CIA, whatever. I mean, we need some hardcore, hardball hitting out there. I respect the law enforcement and the job that these guys do as individuals. It's not the individual.
Is that Charlie Kirk speaking?
The problem. It's the top. And that thin blue line, when this all comes down, that line's going to get thinner on both sides. That's not a threat. That's a piece of information. I will accept bad law over no law, but totally corrupt, inept law. Is failed authority is no authority. And right now we're on the borderline. That you look at the full parameters of our border, our money system.
Oh yeah, every single aspect of our civilization is in shambles because of these leftists who have not only taken control of these institutions and aspects of our civilization, but systematically proceeded to dismantle them entirely. William, thank you so much for your call. I really appreciate it. I actually want to go to Charlie Kirk, who is making remarks right now ahead of Trump, who is scheduled to speak in 20 minutes at this rally. Let's go and hear what Charlie Kirk is saying.
We agree that every human being is made in the image of God and deserves protection. We agree in your right to bear arms. We agree that the founding fathers were divinely inspired when they wrote the United States Constitution. The small stuff we can disagree on, but the differences are dramatic. And that is why we need to extend an olive branch to the Democrats in your life. The Democrats that still have a little bit of a free thinking. Now, I'm not talking about the Democrats that got the ninth booster shot and wore a mask while they showered. I'm not talking about those Democrats. I just spent a couple days with those Democrats in Chicago. They were bragging about how many booster shots they got while they were waiting in line. I'm not exaggerating. I'm talking about the Democrat right now that is working as an Uber driver. I'm talking about the registered Democrat that is working with their hands to serve you food, and they cannot afford groceries. And maybe the only interaction that they will have with our movement is when you say, "How you doing?" "Man, I can barely get by. I could barely get by." And you should say, "You know what? If you vote for Donald Trump, you're actually not going to be taxed on your tips."
Yeah, it's not just talk; it's real. She is the administration
this
now.
Movement
do it now.
Is growing and ascending because we all agree on the big stuff. We agree that the people are the sovereign in this country. And we've seen in the last 30 years the Uniparty on full display. You know where the wealthiest counties in America are? They're all around Washington, D.C. 8 out of 10 of the wealthiest
counties
in America.
All right, folks, we have a short break for 4 minutes.
So basically
we'll be right back with more from this rally.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I would rather be oppressed by the Nazis.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
I would rather just have some Soviet commissar with his boot on my neck and just saying, "Do what I say or die." And it's just like, "Ooh, okay, I get this. This is straightforward. Yes, sir. Please don't kill me." I prefer that over whatever this is.
Push for systemic change.
I would choose straightforward, manly oppression over this preschool baby talk.
As white people, we have a lot to learn and unlearn.
Just say you'll kill me. Just do it. Whatever this pathetic vocal fry cat lady librarian bullcrap is, I don't like it.
It's for the greater good.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bodies is back in stock, and frankly, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that Bodies is back in stock because we didn't know whether or not we were ever going to be able to even order inventory again after some of the more recent court hearings. Now, InfoWars is still thriving, still alive, but in a very vulnerable position, a very precarious legal position right now. So we need you to support us as soon as possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing any of our products, but especially Bodies, which is one of our flagship, most popular products for good reason, too, because this formula is amazing for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I have specifically used Bodies to help with arthritis that I have in my right ankle, arthritis that I have in my left hand. This is an amazing anti-inflammatory supplement that is great for your joint health. And frankly, if Joe Biden was taking Bodies, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be walking around like a 2x4. I think he'd be walking around like a gymnast at this point. But obviously he's not taking it because he can barely go up the stairs. And if you're feeling a little stiff or a little disjointed, for lack of a better term, then please consider getting Bodies whole body support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you investing in your own health, your own anti-inflation, your own joint health, your own joint support, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air at this particularly precarious time in InfoWars history. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that humanity itself is under attack, but we are going to stay on the air for as long as possible, and it's only possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, invest in your own anti-inflammatory support, your own joint support, your own bodily health, while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air in this fight for humanity against the globalist New World Order leftist trash that we're faced with every single day. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Bodies today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Folks, Charlie Kirk is still speaking. He's doing a wonderful job from what I've heard so far. Let's go back to him and see what he has to say.
4-hour waiting lines, and the single mom that wants to vote for Donald Trump says, oh, that line is too bad. I bet Trump wins anyway. And we fall 10,000 votes short. If you are willing to wait 4 hours in line, God bless you, because many of you just waited 4 hours in line to come to this rally. I think it's great. But we have to think and remember, this movement expands to people that don't have the time, the capacity, the energy, or the spirit. I'm going to close with this. This election is the hardest I've ever worked towards a single objective in my life. And we've done a lot of things at Turning Point, by the way. Largest high school program in the country, largest college program in the country, now the largest ballot chasing operation in the country. And thank you for all of you that have supported it. It's absolutely amazing. Donald Trump alone will not carry this election. Think about how much he's already done and how much he's been through. He's taken the entire country and he's put it on his back. Try to take his business empire away from him, sue him, slander him, indict him. He has sentencing coming up in September. He's been shot. And let me just say one other thing on this. I believe that was the most witnessed televised miracle in history, the glory of God saving Donald Trump's life. And let us give God the glory. What will be the differentiator? Because the Democrats are already saying it's going to come down to a couple hundred thousand votes there. Here's the difference maker. In 2020, we fell 41,000 ballots short. So I want you to think back to 2020 of what you didn't do, of the door you didn't knock on, of the friend you didn't pester to get the ballot in, of the friend that you didn't text. And then I want you to do that, and then I want you to double it. The difference maker is this. We will be outspent. The media will lie about our movement. They will lie about Donald Trump, but they can't control you. And they know it. There will be fake polls. There will be suppression polls. But this election will be a testament that the fighting spirit of the American people is alive and well, that we're willing to do the work that the conservative grassroots are willing to go out in 106-degree weather and knock on the door of the single mom and say, let's get that ballot in, let's get that ballot in. You're going to keep on showing up until that ballot is in the mail. We have an amazing opportunity in front of us. It's not going to be easy. There will be ups and there will be downs. But I want you to remember this moment. I want you to be fired up and encouraged, because you are not alone. You have been gaslit these last 4 days watching the DNC. And today we put on full display the strength, the width, the depth of this incredible movement. I can tell you, looking at where this country is and what would happen if Kamala Harris becomes president, price controls, open borders, maybe World War III. Thankfully, that's a new one. They're chanting crazy, crazy Kamala. It's a new one. By the way, I wouldn't expect anything different. It's a group of young conservative men. You know, young men are the most conservative they've been in 50 years, by the way. It's great. Today is our 2-year-old's birthday. And I look at my daughter, and that is my why. And for those that are parents, you know exactly what I mean. Knock on that extra door, go that extra mile, talk to that extra friend. Because throughout voting month,
go to Bandai Video, share that extra clip.
November, I believe it will go
retweet
down
that extra tweet that from Alex Jones from the InfoWars account. That is written about in history. Being a keyboard warrior is a path to victory in an info war. It used to be a term used to deride people, but that's part of the war. It's an information war that we're in, and the information that everyone consumes is on the internet, in the metaverse. So be a keyboard warrior. Go to InfoWars.com, share the articles. Go to Band.video and share the videos. Back to Charlie, please.
And thank you so much.
Well, back to him just in time for you to hear him say goodbye. Outstanding job. Very talented speaker. I've never met Charlie, but I've admired a lot of his work. And TPUSA is an amazing organization that's doing a lot of the work that the Republican Party should be doing, but just doesn't do. So I know personally that Charlie Kirk has really done a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, not directly associated with the Republican Party, to do things like ensure that Pennsylvania Chase exists, organizations that make sure that low propensity conservative voters who are unlikely to vote, get a ballot, and that ballot is submitted and counted. The leftists already had the ballot harvesting infrastructure in place before the pandemic in 2020. So when all of these states, led by rhinos, passed laws to make mail-in abundantly easy, open up the vulnerabilities for these mail-in votes, the Republicans had no infrastructure in place, no plan in place, no understanding of who to hire, what to do, how to manage this new medium through which people could vote. The leftists knew because California and other leftist states have been doing that type of thing for a long time. So they already have the leaders that they know are successful at it, the training, the staff, the volunteers, they get it. So they can take the infrastructure that they have in a leftist state and they can apply it to a new swing state if the swing state has just changed its laws to be just like that leftist hellhole they came from and stole. And the Republican Party has done virtually nothing to catch up to the distasteful Democrat strategies. But Charlie Kirk is behind a lot of our efforts that I think are going to compensate for the Republican Party's lack of effort. This is Kerry Lake, folks.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Wow. Oh, the heck with the speech. I don't need to do a speech. Thank you guys so much. Hello, Arizona. Unbelievable. Look at this crowd. It's amazing. This is all the way up to the rafters, by the way. All the way up. Look at that up there. Hey, everybody. Oh, man, President Trump, we're going to blow his mind today. This is amazing. Thank you. Wow.
I love Carrie Lake, but she's taking way too long to say hello to the crowd.
Thank you so much.
The DNC did that. So many speakers. But happy birthday, Carrie Lake.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm speechless.
Literally.
I'm speechless for the first time in my life. I'm speechless. The fake news media probably likes the thought of me being speechless. But I'm about to get wound up. Is that okay? We don't need to bus people in. We don't need free concerts. We're here because we love America. Oh, I think I want to speak to my old friends in the fake news, because you know what's funny? They've been trying to say specifically that in Arizona the MAGA movement is dying. Do me a favor. Let's let those guys back there in the fake news know that MAGA is alive and well in Arizona. Let them hear it.
All right, folks. Carrie Lake is ramping up, about ready to speak at this rally. Please stay tuned. We are going to be covering everything that is to be covered this evening. And make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com so it's possible for us to give you this news and analysis into the evening, every night, forever. Ladies and gentlemen, Bodies is back in stock, and frankly, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that Bodies is back in stock, because we didn't know whether or not we were ever going to be able to even order inventory again after some of the more recent court hearings. Now, InfoWars is still thriving, still alive, but in a very vulnerable position, a very precarious legal position right now. So we need you to support us as soon as possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing any of our products, but especially Bodies, which is one of our flagship, most popular products, for good reason, too, because this formula is amazing for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I have specifically used Bodies to help with arthritis that I have in my right ankle, arthritis that I have in my left hand. This is an amazing anti-inflammatory supplement that is great for your joint health. And frankly, if Joe Biden was taking Bodies, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be walking around like a 2x4. I think he'd be walking around like a gymnast at this point. But obviously he's not taking it because he can barely go up the stairs. And if you're feeling a little stiff or a little disjointed, for lack of a better term, then please consider getting Bodies whole body support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you investing in your own health, your own anti-inflation, your own joint health, your own joint support, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air at this particularly precarious time in InfoWars history. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that humanity itself is under attack, but we are going to stay on the air for as long as possible, and it's only possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, invest in your own anti-inflammatory support, your own joint support, your own bodily health, while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air in this fight for humanity against the globalist New World Order leftist trash that we're faced with every single day. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Bodies today.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.